Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that Esther believed in corporate gatherings involving prayer and fasting? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm here to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, even my faith's being boosted today. We're talking about the power of corporate, that means group prayer and fasting. I'm a big believer in individual fasting, individual prayer. I mean, a big believer in walking with God as an individual. But there's also a time to gather together with the saints. It says in Hebrews, let us not forsake the gathering together, as is the manner of some. In other words, even in the days of the apostles, people were getting lazy, they were neglecting church, they had excuses, they were hurt, they were offended. There's all sorts of reasons why we don't gather together, but there is power when we gather together. And Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 4, the final chapter in chapter 4, verse 15 says, Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan. In other words, gather everyone together and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night and day, and my maids and I in the palace will likewise do. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Esther says, gather all the Jews in Shushan, in the capital. That would have been quite a gathering. There were a lot of Jews in Shushan, the capital, Shushan being the major city in the Persian Empire. And so Esther believes in corporate prayer and fasting. I love the book of Esther that it doesn't mention the name of God, nor does it say prayer. But we know as believers, and the Jews have read this throughout history and the Christians from the time of Jesus onwards, we all know that when they're fasting, they're also praying. I mean, you don't gather together for 3 days and just not eat and look at each other, you know, like, no, you gather, you fast and you pray and you wail and you say, God, we need you to move. God, we need you to save our people. We're under threat. Lord, the enemies are trying to destroy us. This may be the end of your race, your people. Lord God, God, rescue us. And that's what happened. And they prayed and they fasted. And God heard their prayers. And God will hear your prayers. And you know, throughout history, there have been times of great revival where God has moved. In my personal life, I've seen a revival up in Papua New Guinea where God broke out. And a church that started under a coconut tree under Pastor Graham and Irene Baker, with just maybe 12, 20 people under a coconut tree, the church exploded into about 2,000 members, the majority of whom were saved in the church. And that town had 20,000 people. So 10% of the town got saved and added to that church. And what used to go on every Friday night when God started to move through that church is that women would gather and pray all night, not just one woman alone, but a gathering of women. And the missionary, Pastor Graham Baker, said, you know, in the morning on a Saturday, he'd walk through the church building and he'd see puddles of tears, puddles of tears, puddles of tears. And he knew when he saw those puddles that the women had been praying and weeping for souls and weeping for souls. And that one church eventually birthed about 500 churches, mainly in PNG, but also up in India, in the Solomon Islands, in Vanuatu, in different nations. God used that church to save many lost people, but it started, or it was fueled, by corporate prayer and fasting. And we see this in the book of Acts, chapter 2 of Acts. The church is gathered together. The Bible says they were all with one accord and in one place. And as they were there waiting on God together, the Holy Spirit fell. I guess all I can say, it's the heart of God. I don't need to theologically justify it, but I can just say this is the heart of God. God wants his people to gather together. There's great power in it. You know, what did Jesus say? When two of you gather together in my name, two or three, there I am in the midst of you. Isn't it interesting that he didn't say, hey, when you just pray, there I am in the midst. And of course, we know he is with us, but he encouraged group prayer. He encouraged believers to gather together, just like Esther did. They gathered together, the Jews in Shushan, her maids in the palace of the king there. And as they fasted and prayed, the Holy Spirit started to move, started to work. And we know the end of the story of the book of Esther, the Jews aren't destroyed. And in fact, the opposite happens. Many of the people of the land become Jews.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.